He bent down and saw growing near the ground a small flower, blue, many of them in short, tinkly-tinky stalks, like stubble, chaff. A lot of them, he saw now that he could get his face close enough to make them out. Fields, within the taller rows of corn. Here concealed within, as many farmers planted, one crop inside another, like concentric rings. As, he remembered, the farmers in Mexico plant their marijuana plantations, circled, ringed, by tall plants, so the federales won't spot them by jeep. But then they're spotted from the air. And the federales, when they locate such a pot plantation down there, they machine gun the farmer, his wife, their children, even the animals, and then drive off, and their copter search continues, backed by the jeeps. Such lovely little blue flowers. You're seeing the flower of the future, Donald, the executive director of New Path, said. But not for you.
Why not for me? Bruce said.
You've had too much of a good thing already, the executive director said. He chuckled. So get up and stop worshipping. This isn't your god anymore, your idol, although it was once. A transcendent vision. Is that what you see growing here? You look as if it is. He tapped Bruce firmly on the shoulder, and then, reaching down his hand, he cut the sight off from the frozen eyes.
Gone, Bruce said. Flowers of spring gone.
No, you simply can't see them. That's a philosophical problem you wouldn't comprehend. Epistemology, the theory of knowledge. Bruce saw only the flat of Donald's hand barring the light, and he stared at it 1,000 years. It locked. It had locked. It will lock for him. Lock forever for dead eyes outside time. Eyes that could not look away, and a hand that would not move away. Time ceased as the eyes gazed, and the universe gelled along with him, at least for him, froze over with him and his understanding, as its inertness became complete. There was nothing he did not know. There was nothing left to happen. Back to work, Bruce, Donald, the executive director, said.
I saw, Bruce said. He thought, I knew. That was it. I saw Substance D growing. I saw death rising from the earth, from the ground itself. In one blue field, in stubbled color.
The farm facility manager and Donald Abrahams glanced at each other, and then down at the kneeling figure, the kneeling man and the Moore's Ontologica planted everywhere, within the concealing corn.
Back to work, Bruce,
the kneeling man said then, and rose to his feet. Donald and the farm facility manager strolled off toward their parked Lincoln, talking together. He watched, without turning, without being able to turn, them depart. Stooping down, Bruce picked one of the stubbled blue plants, then placed it in his right shoe, slipping it down out of sight.
A present for my friends, he thought,
and looked forward inside his mind, where no one could see, to Thanksgiving.